This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school, Rock School, with your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
How are you all doing tonight? We don't have a name.
That's right.
What's
we
our
are
name?
The band.
We're Joe
we're
Land.
Joe Land.
Joe Land.
How about
I
that? I love it.
All right.
Joe Land is the name of our band.
I'm happy to be the drummer
love
for
it.
Joe Land.
Class is in.
Listening to Rock School is now federally mandated by the health care bill.
I told you we'd do it.
Yeah, you
just got back from D.C.
You got to pay off the right people and you become part of law.
That's right.
My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
And we got a radio show to do for you. But first, a congratulations and a thank you from Chad P. to all of you fine, fine listening audience members.
Oh, yeah. The KSLU Fun Drive was a huge success. And we owe it to all of you, the students here at KSLU Doc right here, Rock School. We saw a 25... What are you laughing at?
You sounded like Thurston Howe. Huge success.
I'm sorry, Lovey. We saw a 25% increase in revenue from the 5 days that we pitched this pledge drive this year than last year. So
Yay.
Thank you and kudos to all of our listeners. We appreciate that.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
All
what
right.
are we talking about today?
Okay, this came straight from a listener. Got an email from a listener that said, a lot of these listeners don't believe we're really musicians, like we make this up.
No, we are.
Yeah, he plays drums, I play guitar, I actually
right.
play a few other instruments.
Why would I make up a profession that you constantly have ribs at me? Why would I make that up?
I don't know, but
uh-huh.
This person wrote me and said, if you were creating a set list, if you had a band and
uh-huh.
you were going to play an hour's worth of music, what would you play?
So we're a cover band.
Yeah. What songs would you play?
When I say we, am I in the band?
Sure, why not? You can be my drummer.
Okay.
And
no drum machine.
No drum machine.
Okay.
I can't stand stuff that sounds electronic.
Good.
I like actual musicians.
We got an hour
there.
To fill and we need to pick a set list.
Pick songs. So what I did, and this is a great little game to play as well, one of those little parlor
this.
Games. You have an hour to fill.
Mm-hmm.
What songs would you do? I actually sat down and put this together. I mean, I took more time thinking about this than I do for some shows that I actually do research for.
I'm thinking about sitting down and putting mine together because you got to have high energy songs.
Of course.
You got to have
a concert.
I think you got to have songs that people are familiar with.
Exactly. Exactly. Here's my theory. When people come to see a cover band, they don't want songs that they go, oh, what is this? I've never heard this
before.
Well,
no, of course not.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
want to sing along
right.
with it and dance and do the gestures that
you got
associated
it.
With the song.
They want hits.
Yeah.
They want songs they know by heart. However, I think twice during the show,
mm-hmm.
you got to whip out a tune that they haven't heard in a while. They know it, but they haven't heard it in a while. So they go, oh, I love that song, but, Out of the Clear Blue Sky.
And do you do that? Putting your own twist to
no.
it, or do you stay
no.
original to all the
I
tunes?
I don't like that. I've never liked that when somebody says, okay, and now here is the latest from Van Halen done reggae. And,
I got you.
I think you need at least two slow songs.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think you need an audience participation song.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I think you need one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you need to finish it off with an anthem.
An anthem.
Yeah, some large anthem song where their hands in the air, cigarette lighters in the air, that kind of thing. You need some anthem-esque song.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, that's
so,
cool.
When the band comes on stage, and I'll tell you what my band is made up of in a little bit. When the band comes on stage, you should play three songs in a row and not acknowledge the audience. Obviously see them, but not
yeah.
say, hello, we're whatever my band name is, and we'll come up with a band name later
Boy,
on.
That first song has got to be crucial.
Yes.
I mean, that thing's
got
to explode.
First three have got to be just blistering. Boom, boom, boom. But you're
I
right.
Agree.
The first one's
got to
go boom, boom, boom. You
All
ready?
Right. Yeah. Who are we going with?
1, 2, 3, Zeppelin. Rock and roll.
Hey!
Rock School. There you go, Zeppelin, rock and roll. Ooh. Explodes us out of the gate.
Been a long time since I played in a band.
There you go. Now, I have said the first three songs, right. You don't really acknowledge
no.
the audience.
We're just going right into song
right
number
into
two.
The next one. Okay. And don't hang on to the last chord. Blah, 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 blah. Just come to an end.
All
boom. Right. Bump, 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 da, 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 da. Right into the next
Rolling
song.
Rolling Stones!
Brown Sugar.
Woo!
Rock School. We're talking about my set list. You are a band. It's a good parlor game.
I am liking this show.
Yeah, it's a parlor game. You are a band. You have to fill an hour. What are the songs you would play? Now, I said you had to have two during the time frame that you're on stage that are known, but they haven't heard for a while.
Uh-huh.
A lot of bands that I see, cover bands, and I go to these festivals and they're playing. I don't know why, but I think they all seem to choose Play That Funky Music by Wild Cherry.
Ah, they do, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of hackneyed to play that one, so I chose another one.
All right.
Spirit.
Spirit.
I Got a Line on You. If you don't know it by the title, I guarantee you know it by the opening lick.
Okay.
I Got a Line on You, babe. Remember, you play the first three, one right after the other. We'll acknowledge the audience next. It's Spirit on Rock School.
Let me take you.
Doing tonight? We don't have a name.
That's right.
What's our name?
The band.
We're Joland.
Joland. Joland.
How about
I
that?
I love it.
All right.
Joland is the name of our band.
I'm happy to be the drummer
love
for Joland.
Now, how would I build the band? I like a 5-person band.
Okay.
Because I like a lead guitar, a rhythm guitar, bass drum, keyboard. And if I can get someone in there to play saxophone, I have to have it because like Brown Sugar has a wicked sax solo in it. But I like a 5-person band. I like the Aerosmith setup.
So who's singing?
One of the people who plays.
The guitarist?
I don't really like a singular singer. I don't care who sings.
Are you playing rhythm or lead?
Oh, I play lead.
Well, then
the
rhythm guitarist has to sing.
Okay, very good.
You already told me you can't sing.
No, I can't.
There you go. I think I like the whole rhythm guitarist, James Hetfield, Metallica-esque. Okay. We'll go with that.
So we got to find the rhythm guitarist. But if the keyboardist wants to step forward and sing, I got no trouble with
it. That's cool.
I like the Aerosmith look of a band. And I might have a female backup singer who can step forward if we ever decide to do a song by heart.
Okay.
Okay, so here's where we acknowledge the audience. Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming out.
Right.
You know, we are Joland.
Mm-hmm.
I may change that later on in the show.
I like it. Come on, Joland.
Time for our slow one.
Right now?
I think, oh, yeah, early on. Time for the slow one. I think I think we've done 3 blisters in a row. Everybody's going, Somebody walks while I'm saying hello, walks to the back, puts on an acoustic guitar, and as I'm beginning to finish up with the how is everybody doing, he begins to do that secondary strum, the double strum in there, and we go into the Allman Brothers Band, Melissa.
Melissa?
And I think that's the first slow one. You don't agree with that?
Well, I thought we were going to go into Home Sweet Home.
No.
Why
that's
not?
Too heavy at the end. It's got to be slow the whole way through.
Oh.
Slow the whole way through. Melissa, Rock School.
Crossroads, same to come and go.
There's my slow one, Melissa, and you gotta let it fade out.
That's
and
fine.
And the applause comes back from the audience,
right,
and someone has to step up and go, thank you.
Uh-huh.
And then they have to explode again. And I think you have to explode right in. The song that comes out of the slow song has to start with drums alone. The band can't just go wall of sound. It has to start with drums alone.
You sure it has to be an exploding song? Or
yes.
Can it be kind of like a medium-paced song that transitions back into an exploding song?
No, I think you have to send their... You have to knock their hats off.
Well, that's... I guess we agree to disagree, but since I'm just the drummer, then I have to do what you say.
Yeah, but you start the next one.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
you
let
start
me ask
the
you
next
this.
One.
Yes. Is there a band that we won't cover?
No.
Because you can't be a band without having some kind of crazy quirk.
And you have to have that large thing. If somebody wants to hear... you know, do you really want to hurt me?
Uh-huh.
You know, you have to come up with something close to it.
All right.
You have to have a couple country songs. You have to have a Travis Tritt song ready to go. I mean, you have to have, and they all have to be songs that are somewhat danceable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can't come out and play, "We're going to play War Pigs by Black Sabbath. Yay!" You know. You're at a party. You're at a dance. They all have to be up and happy. They know what I'm talking about at KLSU. They absolutely understand that over in Baton Rouge. That's a college campus, kiddo.
Well, KSCL in Shreveport, they should know a thing or two about bands.
I would think so. And iTunes, you can find lots of stuff to dance to on iTunes. Back in a minute with the song that makes us go kaboom once again on our set list right here, Rock School. Now, you'll notice, we got one more before the bottom of the hour. You'll notice that I'm doing things in threes.
Threes.
Notice I did three songs and then a slow one.
Yeah.
I'm going to do another three songs in a row.
Okay.
So you got one more up song, and after the up song, we do the audience participation tune.
Okay.
So we come out of this one with another. What's the matter with you?
Why is there a formula to everything?
There has to be, because people will move better, will understand better if there is a formula
okay.
to everything, if there's a flow to it. You've programmed radio stations. Audiences are more happy if something is programmed. We do 7 days and 70 seconds at the same time every show. It's expected. We break at the same time every show. It's expected. And if you set up a format for your show on stage, people will be able to follow it better. Yes?
Wow, you must have anticipated that one coming.
I told you I thought this through, man. The first song started with drums.
Yeah.
This one starts with drums.
All right.
I thought this through.
Pacify me.
We're an American band, my friend.
I'll go with it.
Grand Funk. Rock School. Right, that's our second one of our little threefer right there. Now, our audience participation song is coming up next, but we're at the bottom of the hour. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
You have a question before we go into 7 days and 70 seconds.
Obviously, we're a classic rock cover band.
Well, yes.
So if I ask you, hey, can we learn that song, blah, 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 at
yeah.
what point do you say, no, that's too late?
I don't have any trouble with learning a song as long as it's A, danceable,
uh-huh.
so people can dance to it,
right.
and B, it has a mass appeal to it. There's nothing wrong with having a song in your arsenal. Playing it is the problem.
Okay.
If you're out at a place and you're dealing with an audience that is 45 to 60 years old,
mm-hmm.
like at a Louisiana festival,
mm-hmm.
and there's your audience and they're 40 to, say, 60 years old, you can't come out and play Marilyn Manson.
I agree.
But there's nothing wrong with having it in your arsenal.
Okay.
You see, cover bands get reputations. They get reputations of playing a certain type of music and a certain style of music. You can't be all over the map. It's impossible to be everything to everyone.
Right.
You pick a style of music and you play it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing wrong with having a Bill Haley and the Comets in your arsenal.
Okay.
There's nothing, because remember I said during the set list there has to be two songs stuck in there that are out of the clear blue sky.
Right. I realize that.
That's why you have them in your arsenal,
mm-hmm.
but whether you play them or not is mm-hmm. the question.
So like if I come up to you and say, hey, My Own Worst Enemy by Lit, everyone knows that
Let's
song.
Let's have it.
I figured sure. you'd probably be like, no, that's 1995.
No, I don't have any trouble with it. Let's
okay.
learn it. It's a
cool.
it's a fairly simple guitar piece, and we'd probably have it within three or four practice times.
Have I told you that I like being in this band?
Do you?
Yeah.
I like this band, too. Time for 7 days and 70 seconds, March 29th through April 4th. It's Monday with Chad. Do it.
All right, Monday, March 29, 30 years ago, 1980. It's the year I was born. Famed conductor Mantovani died from age-related causes at 74 in Kent, England.
One goes away, one comes in. Tuesday, March 30th, 65 years ago, Slowhand. Eric Clapton is born in Ripley, England.
1995, Latin singer Selena is murdered by the president of her fan club at age 23 in Corpus Christi, Texas. That happened March 31.
Thursday, April 1st, Woodstock, the motion picture that chronicles the events and music from the generation defining 1969, opens in theaters.
Friday, April 2nd, which is Good Friday this year, but back in 2005, My good buddy Kanye West was forced to leave an in-store appearance at a store in Fresno, California after a scuffle broke out between a security guard and a fan. What are you laughing at?
Is your good buddy?
Yeah, we talk all the time.
Okay. 35 years ago, April 3rd, Saturday, rocker Steve Miller is arrested and charged with a multitude of infractions stemming from a dispute with a friend that resulted in the friend's personal effects being set on fire.
Ouch.
And then Easter Sunday, April 4th, 10 years ago, Diana Ross announces that she will reunite with the original Supremes. However, financial disagreements prevent the tour from happening.
Why are you laughing at the fact I'm friends with Kanye West?
I have no idea.
I'm the drummer for Joeland.
He's going to let you finish.
I know people.
We talk to the audience again.
Okay.
We have to, because it's time for the audience participation. So what you need is something where the audience can play along.
Play along, sing along?
Say along, sing along.
I got it.
Go ahead.
American Pie.
Too long.
No, it's not too long.
Yes, it is. It's too long a song.
Huh?
It's too long a song.
Okay.
I think it is. That's my opinion.
Something by Queen.
Where are we located?
We're in
what state?
Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
So we need a song that gives a little bit of hometown pride,
okay.
Mentions Louisiana,
okay.
Something that's really easy to sing, Creedence Clearwater Revival,
hey.
Proud Mary.
Born on the Bayou.
Yeah, oh, Proud Mary.
Proud Mary.
Proud Mary. Everyone would know this, and what you do is you bring your hands up, you start conducting them, and they sing right along. I think that's a winner. Rock School. Now, the problem with this audience participation is that it could very well go on for a very long time.
Well, then why didn't you play American Pie then if you foresaw it going on for a very long time?
Well, you don't want it to go on for a long time.
Uh-huh.
It's only a 3-minute tune.
Okay.
Don't let it go on for more than 4 or 5 minutes.
All right.
Just a little bit and then call it out. And while the people are all sort of applauding themselves, your keyboardist sits down. By the way, if you're just joining us, we're doing our set list if we happen to be a cover band. You have your keyboardist sit down. He plays the first couple chords introing the song.
Mm-hmm.
And we do our second slow one.
Elton John.
You know, I thought about an Elton John song. I thought about an Elton John song and then called it quits because
okay.
Elton John kind of has a reputation of having gone soft. Now that, but I decided against it. Eagles.
Eagles.
Desperado.
Oh, perfect song.
Rock School.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now.
All right, as we choose the songs we would play if we were a cover band, there's our second slow one.
I need another fast one.
Oh, yeah, we got to go right back into the fast now.
When are we going to pull out that one that you said that they wouldn't expect?
The second one out of the box?
Yeah.
Right before the last song.
Okay.
Right before the last song.
Okay.
Right. Now,
so
we got to get back into it. Now, the first time we got back into it, we did it with the drums, right?
Mm-hmm.
The drums started right out of it.
Yeah.
Another perfect way of doing it. You start with the drums. So you need something with a very recognizable drum intro. Boom. Dip da dum dum dum, dip da dum dum, hoo hoo. Steve Miller Band, take the money and run. And what's nice about that is, since you've just done the audience participation, everybody knows that hand clap right in the middle of it.
Ah.
It'll work. Steve Miller Band, take the money, run. Rock School.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue, two young lovers with nothing better to do. Sit around the house, get high and watch it too.
This is going to work out perfectly. Three songs left to go as we choose here on Rock School what songs you would play if you were actually a cover band. And you know what? I even have an encore here.
What's the,
what's the what?
What's the age range of the audience?
Oh, they're my age.
Your age?
They're my. I picked them.
Okay.
I picked them, so I'm looking at people. See, I go to these festivals. I go to almost every festival I can get my family to,
mm-hmm.
and it looks a lot like me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the young kids, they stay where all the The rides are and all of that.
Right.
And the bands are a lot of cover bands are my age.
Okay.
So that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking, people that are about my age listening to this.
I was just waiting for the Travis Tritt tune, but I don't know if we're going to be playing it tonight. Huh?
I love Travis Tritt.
Well,
don't
I do
make
too.
Fun of Travis Tritt.
I'm not making fun of Travis Tritt. You said it was good to have him in your arsenal.
Radio
he hasn't come up yet.
Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain does not want to hear Travis Tritt.
No, they want to hear a Spanish song. You got a Spanish song in your arsenal?
I don't, but we should learn one.
Well,
who
yeah.
else listens to us?
WBSD. Burlington, Wisconsin. They want to hear a song about the Packers.
That's right. Or cheese.
Or cheese.
One of the two.
That's right.
iTunes. They got songs about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Back in a minute with the next song, and it's an up, up, up song. Rock School. This is Rock School, and we have, one, two, three songs to come to an end with. Now, I chose the last three songs. Now, you know, the last song has to be an anthem.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be a big, giant explosion to the end. The last three songs, hard song,
mm-hmm.
song that's out of the box,
mm-hmm.
then the anthem. And they are all up.
Okay.
They are all up and heavy and hard, because when it's all over, when you hit that final boom
mm-hmm.
and walk off stage, you want people going, you want them breathless. You want them blistered.
Read this. So what Van Halen song am I starting?
No, there's no Van Halen song
you
on here.
You are lying
no,
through
I'm not.
Your teeth.
I'm not. There's no Van Halen song on here.
What?
And the reason there's no Van Halen song on here, and it's just a simple concept of, I didn't want any song that was overly, this is going to sound weird, overly musician-y.
What?
I know that sounds dumb. I didn't want a song that was so technical that it only appealed to a portion of the audience.
Oh.
I wanted the songs to be wide-ranging interest.
How many days did it take you to come up with this list?
I changed it about six times.
Oh, dude.
Sad. Where do we go into?
I don't know.
Styx.
Styx!
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. And people are going, and then it explodes. It's Renegade. Rock School.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so...
You disagree with that pick.
Yeah, I never said that.
Yes, you do. I can see it. It's written
that.
All over your face.
No.
You disagree with that pick.
You need new glasses.
What's the matter with that
There's
pick?
There's nothing wrong with that pick.
Why don't you like that pick?
I didn't say I didn't like the pick.
You were with me till about three songs ago. What happened?
I'm thinking about the anthem. This anthem has me nervous.
Okay, this is the song we're going to end on?
Yeah.
Okay, now what's happened is we've carried the audience to this point.
Right.
And at the end, you come out and you say, folks, we got time for one more song.
Right.
And then we have to leave the stage.
I mean, I know you understand the importance of the grand finale.
I understand.
So, my expectations are really high
it's
on this,
It's
got to
be a doc. Song that when you explode into it within 3 seconds,
they
everybody knows it.
Right.
And their hands go in the air.
It's got to be something
right.
we can extend the end
okay.
to, playing it,
sure.
doing that Van Halen encore style ending.
Got it.
Come
got
on,
it.
Give it to me. Come on.
All right. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run. Did I do it?
Thank you, good night!
Bye, Cleveland!